From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Senate Democrats are on the verge of scoring yet another legislative win for President Obama. In this case, it is ratification of the nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia, known as New START. NPR's David Wellner reports that a key vote this afternoon has put the treaty back on track to be ratified, and Democrats have a pack of breakaway Republicans to thank for it.
Today's vote to end a week of debate on the New START treaty made plain that a growing number of Republicans are bucking their leaders and getting behind the arms pact. The vote was 67 to 28. 11 GOP senators joined 55 Democrats and two independents to set the stage for a final vote. One supporter was the third-ranking Republican, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. He announced his intentions at the start of today's session.
I will vote to ratify the New START treaty between the United States and Russia, because it leaves our country with enough nuclear warheads to blow any attacker to kingdom come, and because the president has committed to an $85 billion 10-year plan to make sure that those weapons work.
Another Republican, Georgia's Johnny Isaacson, was a bit more coy in confirming today that he, too, supported ratification of the treaty.
I've seen nothing to change my mind since I voted for it in committee.
Okay. So is that a yes? That
it's not a no.
And that's despite the Senate's top two Republicans announcing this week they won't vote to ratify the treaty. The tide of GOP defections grew this afternoon when retiring Ohio Republican George Voinovich declared he'd consulted with a wide range of experts on arms treaties and had decided to support ratification.
I believe that many of these experts remain concerned, as do I, that a failure to ratify the treaty would be exploited by those factions in Russia who would like to revert back to our Cold War posture.
Pushing against the growing tide was a group of Republican senators opposed to the treaty, led by Minority Whip John Kyle, who held an angry news conference today.
The administration did not negotiate a good treaty. They went into the negotiations, it seems to me, with the attitude with the Russians, just like the guy that goes into the car dealership and says, I'm not leaving here until I buy a car.
And South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham sought to explain why he'd earlier endorsed taking up the treaty in the lame duck session and is now opposed to finishing it.
I've since learned there's never been a treaty ratified in lame duck session in the history of the country. Now I know why. I wouldn't recommend we do this again.
But number three Republican Alexander had nothing but praise for how the treaty itself has been handled.
I think this has gone pretty well. The only thing that's poisoned the well here has been the Democratic efforts to jam so many pieces of legislation through in a lame duck session. If that had not happened, the New START treaty would probably get 75 votes. I don't know how many it's going to get now.
With today's 11 GOP votes to move to ratification, it would appear the treaty will get at least the two-thirds majority needed in a final vote as early as tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.